Now, the important thing, Doug Hagman, is everyone needs to be aware, is Osama bin Laden was not the mastermind of bin Laden. He didn't concoct the plan. For years, he denied he had anything to do with it. Later in a video, which some say was not him, in 2004, he then took credit for it. But it's Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who's in a jail in Cuba right now, at Guantanamo Bay. He's the one who was responsible for this, isn't he?
Well, in some substance, I would have to agree with you, indeed, that the operational assets that executed really everything past the coal bombing, we'll say, as a benchmark, would have been others beyond bin Laden, and bin Laden held a background role, if any role, with respect to the 9/11 attacks. And we must note that even our own intelligence agencies have not, although they've you know, put him on the 10 most wanted list, conspicuously absent from that list is in fact a reference to the attacks of 9/11. But of course, we've got enough way before that, beginning with his 1996 declaration of jihad or holy war against U.S. forces in the United States, that started an entire movement against us. That really started off with the killing of 19 soldiers in a bombing at the Khobar military complex in Saudi Arabia back in 1996. And when that didn't get enough press, 1998, bin Laden declares that all Muslims should kill Americans, civilians included, wherever they can find them. And, of course, on August 7th of that same year, 1998, that's when the pair of truck bombs were detonated outside of U.S. embassies in Nairobi, Kenya, and Tanzania, killing 224 people. And you know, it's kind of interesting because it seems as if that bin Laden himself has been quite elusive and not really operationally active in terms of the most recent, and especially the most recent terror operations, whether they be in Europe or in the United States.
Doug, let me ask you now what you think this means to terrorism. As you know, bin Laden has basically been ineffective for 10 years. So a lot of things that have been going on, terrorist attacks that we have thwarted, we've stopped, that the American public hasn't even any knowledge about, I don't think really was the work of Osama bin Laden. Others are beginning to step into his shoes. So with him removed, though it is a figurehead gone from the terrorist activity, it's not going to stop terrorism, Doug.
No, not at all. And with the deification, if you will, of bin Laden, whether it be from the extremist Islamists on the one side, or with the preoccupation of bin Laden as the ultimate enemy of the United States on the other hand, you know, the war against terrorism, or the war that we're fighting against the Islamic terrorists, in whether it be in the theater of Afghanistan, Iraq, or throughout the Middle East now, which of course is on fire. We're looking at an already destabilized Middle East, and but to answer your question, absolutely not. This does not mean that the war on terror is over, or the war is over itself. In fact, I noticed today that many of the military defense conditions had been raised here and abroad through various cables, if you will, or memos, if you will, that that indicated something was up. And a lot of commentary on those attributed those raise of our defense conditions to what was taking place in Libya. And totally had nothing to do with made no mention of the operation that took place in Afghanistan or in Pakistan.
Let's also take a moment, Doug, to at least say something about our special forces. I mean, these are men and women out there who are risking their lives, along with our fighting soldiers, of course, who are conducting missions around this planet that you and I have long suspected was happening, though there was no there was never any full knowledge of this or cooperation on that.
You know,
they deserve a pat on the back.
Oh, I'll tell you what. There are no greater men and women, in my estimation, than the American military and the American intelligence agents, both on the ground, you know, and at the lower levels of, you know, I mean, where they actually get their hands dirty, than the men and women of our military and our special forces and our intelligence agencies who work day and night. And I talk to quite a few of these individuals on a regular basis. And these are dedicated people, George. And these are people that love this country and realize that 9/11 was really a turning event, at least visibly turning event in the fabric of our society. So, indeed, your kind words and words in favor of our forces are well deserved by these people, and thank God for every one of them. And I pray every day that for their safety of them and their families.
What is this going to do to Barack Obama's reelection campaign and his push? And I ask you this specifically because, as you well know, in politics, there are events that change the course of destiny for so many people. The economy has been in a shambles, though some say it's easing out. The health plan has been an abomination. It's just not happening. And a lot of people have seen his popularity go down, down, and down. What will this episode do, in your opinion?
Well, that's a great question, considering the fact that right now we are really involved in three wars. We got $14+ trillion of debt to contend with. Unemployment figures range upwards of 18 to 20%. You know, the food and gas prices on the rise, really pinching American families today. The poll numbers of Obama being abysmally low at this point. You know, this has got to be a shot in the arm for Obama. Whether or not Obama was directly responsible for, you know, the hardcore execution of the intelligence, which, you know, look, I believe that if, in fact, things happen the way they said they did happen, that Obama was, in fact, a decision maker in the process and, in fact, gave the order, which, again, you know, was given on the 29th of April. So it's undoubtedly going to be a very significant factor in his popularity. Now, whether that can withstand the domestic factors or, even more importantly, whether this action could precede and really be the impetus for a terrorist attack in this country, you know, that's a whole different question altogether. What would happen then if there were a series of successful terrorist attacks or one in this country? That's a question that has to be answered as well. It's a little bit early, I think, before, you know, if this happened in October, you know, as an October surprise, I'd be a little bit more skeptical about this. But beyond that, George, one thing I'm concerned about is the fact that I really have a hard time believing that, as you had mentioned early in the program, it's hard to believe that Obama or Osama had actually existed inside a compound in a very posh area of this town in Pakistan without the knowledge of some high-level Pakistani officials. For us to go in there, I do suspect that some sort of back deal arrangement was made with Pakistan, and I'd be very interested to see what that type of back deal arrangement might be.